Welcome to another episode of Bouncing Back with Yasmin Adams. I'm Cindy Sweat, and joining me is Yasmin. Hello, Yasmin. How are you?
Good today. How are you?
I'm doing pretty well. So good to get to talk to you every week about these topics, and it sounds like you have an important announcement for everyone.
I just wanted to share with everyone listening that today's music has been recommended to me through Esther Reese. I had the opportunity of meeting Esther during my most recent trip to Wrangell. She has been with WCA for 13 years and has been tribal administrator for the past 7 years. And she will be leaving this month for a new opportunity.
Yeah, I want to say thank you to Esther for her years of service here in Wrangell, and congratulations on her new position. We'll miss her when she goes up to Juneau.
And today I just wanted to have a conversation about adapting to change.
Well, that's a really good place to pick up. We're all going to be adapting to change when Esther leaves our community, but also I'm sure you have other tips about and suggestions about adapting to change.
Yes, 100%. And I feel like I personally have had a lot of change in my life. I feel like everyone has change that's predictable and unpredictable. And the first thing that I try to remind myself to do is accept the change and understand that change is a natural part of life that you can't really control. And once you accept that, it's a little bit easier to then work through how you're going to adapt to that change.
Do you have an idea or a suggestion on how to get to acceptance?
Yes, one thing that really helps me is grounding myself. When things are hectic or scary or new, I sometimes find myself overthinking and my brain is going 1,000 miles per minute, and really just taking a moment to stop, do some deep breaths, clear my mind, and really just take some time to think like, okay, this is what's happening. I can't change it right now. Let me just go with the flow for a second, really just slowing down and grounding yourself.
And so once we get to that acceptance, what else can we do to help ourselves adapt to change?
Set new goals, look for new opportunities. Sometimes when we find ourselves facing change, it also comes with maybe environmental change. Maybe things are just different and the old goals that you had for yourself don't align with where you're at now. So just setting new goals, looking for new opportunities and maybe the new environment that you're in. Even like things that are maybe out of habit or your comfort zone, just starting there to make it a little bit easier. And then I feel like on the opposite of that, if you want to get out of your comfort zone, facing change is a good time to do that because things are already a little bit different and not in the norm. That's a perfect time to also get out of your comfort zone. Try something new, go somewhere new, challenge yourself, things of that nature.
And I think that's how we grow, is by trying new things and putting ourselves in a situation that's, like you said, outside of our comfort zone. Who knows what you might stumble upon? Something might be life-changing.
100%, yes. I sometimes find myself staying in the same routine, the same habits, to kind of keep that comfort zone the same all the time. And I challenge myself a lot by just doing simple things like going somewhere by myself, challenging myself by trying something like a task or a skill that seems daunting. I know when I moved away from my home state for the first time, I would challenge myself by making myself drive from college back to my home without my GPS, just so I could get to know my area a little bit better.
Obviously, staying in your comfort zone is comfortable, so we all kind of want to do that. But if we face things that are hard or things that we might be a little bit afraid of, once you've done that, it helps build confidence. And once you have built some confidence, I think it makes it easier to adapt to change because you've tried new things, it went okay, and now you have more confidence and more experience to draw on.
Yes, I get the question a lot, but I think I sometimes give off confidence. And I get the question a lot of how do I become that way or how do I feel that way? And a lot of the times I say you fake it until you make it.
Yes.
Like a lot of the times I'm just pretending until it starts feeling true and starts feeling real.
I absolutely understand that. Yeah, I think that's a lot of life, is that you just mentally think, okay, I can do this. And yeah, fake it till you make it. And then you start feeling confident and you realize that you're not faking it. You're doing it.
100%. And then also, even through all of this, the biggest thing to keep in mind is staying positive, telling yourself that, yeah, it's different. Yeah, it's hard, but I can also do it. I can overcome it. I can adapt to this. Just having that positive mindset to get yourself through it.
Do you have more on the idea of adapting to change?
I wanted to share a quote that I came across recently that really resonated with me. It was talking about reminding yourself that you are where you once set out to be. I'm a very goal-oriented person, but I also don't slow down and, like, reflect. And I think a lot of people might also struggle with that. Right now, you might be unhappy with your life, or right now, you might have goals that you're having a hard time reaching. But what about your goals 5 years ago? Like, you're there now. You're doing that. You're making it. And I think it's good to just sometimes reflect and acknowledge the accomplishments that you have achieved and acknowledge the change that you've already overcome in your life. Remind yourself that, hey, I did it before. I can do it again. Look at where I'm at. Look at where I've come from. Look at where I've grown.
I think that's really wise to take some time to look back. I know, especially if you're goal-oriented, you just kind of tend to look forward. But I think it helps build confidence in knowing that you can move forward if you do a little bit of assessment on what you've done.
How do you reflect in your life, Cindy? That's something that I do struggle with a lot sometimes.
If I'm feeling really great about how things are going, I'm less reflective because I'm in the moment, everything's good. But when I'm not, then I think it is helpful to look back and think, okay, well, how did we get here? And if it's a negative thing, or, you know, what did I learn and how do I not get here again? Or looking back on achievements and those fears and those challenges that, hey, I used to hate going to talk in public to a group of people, and now I'm a lot more comfortable doing that because I've done it. So reflecting back on that and going, oh yeah, okay, I can do those things. I have tackled hard decisions. I have tackled hard situations, and so I can continue to do so in the future.
And then I also wanted to just end this episode with just some more WCA bouncing back announcements. Once again, the Carving Shed will be open on weekdays from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. And Shakes Island is available for special events, for renting special events out, yes.
Well, thank you for joining us again, and I look forward to talking to you again in the future.
Yeah, happy to be on another week. I hope you all have a great week.
Yasmin mentioned earlier in the conversation that the music she picked out for this week is inspired by Esther Reese. We have some songs that Esther especially enjoys listening to, and we hope you will enjoy as well.
Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these broken wings and learn to fly all your life. You were only waiting for this moment to arise. Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these sunken eyes and learn to see all your life. You were only waiting for this moment to be free. Blackbird fly, blackbird fly. to the line of a dark black night.
Now
she's in me, always with me, tiny dancer in my hand. Jesus free. Tickets I've forgotten, turning back, she just laughs, the boulevard is not that bad, piano man, he makes a stand, in their auditorium. Thank you.
how you feel and your type. And you wanna go higher, so what do you do? And so you peek into the mountain where your desire go home. Spilled blood on this place, it only echoes through all through the days. And so you peek into the mountain where your desire go home.
Wabaninto Gnama Seed Lijadim Delpidowsin Eskamudamus and Negnigam Minjasin iskiech wabinito. Ola bin again, mid again. Delbe dowsin. Eskimo moose, a neg nigga say yasin. Boodleeskiech. Lija. Don was the day born it by do. Hinto Gnama seed Elijah dim Del Bedowsin Eskimo moose of Negnigam in Jossin Eskimo moose of Negnigam in Jossin Eskimo moose of Negnigam.
Bouncing Back is made possible with support from WCA. This episode was produced by Yasmin Adams and Cindy Sweat in the studios of KSTK in Wrangell, Alaska.